Saturday and Saturday night. The details are still emerging. We'll keep you up to date. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the hosts and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You're listening to the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
The following presentation is controversial and may be offensive to some audiences. Viewer discretion is advised.
All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to their accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our highly qualified representatives prior to implementation.
Your house is filled with spiders.
Oh, no.
Mice.
Oh, no.
And roaches.
Oh, no.
Who are you gonna call?
Oh, no.
That's right. Call Yoko Ono.
Say what?
Yoko will come to your house, perform her new cover of Billy Joel's Big Shot, and rid your home of pests forever. Warning. Being exposed to this sound for any length of time could cause your pets to fight each other to the death, and small hamsters have been known to explode. It's Yoko Ono Pest Control. Caution, may cause migraines, flat feet, ulcers, dandruff, bleeding sores, hepatitis A, shingles, tooth decay, cataracts, onions, whooping cough, good credit, bad credit, no credit, the dropsy, chapped lips, hemorrhoids, and it'll make you sterile.
Say what?
Yoko Ono Pest Control.
I can't take it anymore!
Super secret studios, where at this moment we are declared safe from Iranian terrorists. It's the Health and Wealth Show, a program that brings you so far into the light, it's a wonder we don't get a bill from the power company. If you'd like a written transcript of this program, you better sit down and start writing right now, because here he comes, your host, David Ernest.
Dave's not here.
Oh, yeah. I forgot Dave's not here. Now, I do know for a fact that he's somewhere on a ship out at sea. I did talk to him just a little while ago, and of course I am looking at and pointing at Luke Grasshopper across the board.
Yeah,
here.
Be here.
I'm glad. Now, what I want you to do, because you sound good, man, but you're going to lean in that mic, and when you talk, you're gonna kick it out there. What do you have to do that? Yeah, like, that's like that SpongeBob episode. Hi, what are you doing? Yeah. Anyhow, did you understand any of that? Because SpongeBob didn't. Anyway, he's on a ship out at sea, and he may call us later from dinner.
I'll be watching the phones.
Yeah, watch the phone, and he should be calling in. It could be any time. And we're also going to be joined by Seth Spotlow. He's going to be sitting in a little this week. Leah was coming. She's had some family stuff come up. I don't know if she'll be here this week, but she could be. And if she is, it's always going to be fun. As I said, Seth's joining us. He's just jumping back in now. He just got through doing a real radio program, and he had to step out for a minute.
I'm hungry.
Were you checking traffic like Greg, I can't think of Greg's name. Like Greg does, you go out and check the traffic.
I was getting something to eat.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, bag of chips.
Mm-hmm. Was it all that and a bag of chips, or just bag of chips?
Kind of stale, but good.
Yeah, well, there you go. So how are you? Pull that mic on back.
Good, man. How are you?
I can't complain.
Will you give me a little bit of noise in these?
Oh, what do you got? Let's see. I'm not sure which is which.
Let's see.
How about that? That's a master, right?
Yeah, here. Okay, cool.
Because I can't hear anything anymore. I've been doing this so 35 years, so, you know, American Sign Language, I'll probably be okay. And, you know, they don't tell you that when you first get in radio, that you could ruin your hearing.
I'm going to be deaf by the time it's over.
Probably so. Don't despair. Now, we could just have like a little school thing tonight, because, you know, Luke wants to do this. Luke wants to get into this, and I know you do too.
Oh,
and
man.
Both of you have got the voice. You got the pipes.
Oh, thank you.
You know, got that deep voice. You know,
yeah,
like,
man.
And, mine used to be a little deeper. I had some surgery the first of last year, and they told me that my voice would change. It's become a little more soft, a little mellower, not as deep as it was.
Really?
Really. Oh. If you ever have to have carotid surgery, tell them you don't want to have carotid surgery. Just tell them, you know, bypass it and have it run out of your neck into your ear back into the vein. That way, yes. And I didn't realize how serious that surgery is. What it is you got your carotid artery, and, you know, over time, your arteries collect plaque.
Mm-hmm.
And so it forms a little mound. Well, in my case, and I don't talk about my health stuff a lot because people are bored by it. But anyway, instead of making a little mound, it made a little cup in there. Mm. And instead of getting caught, the plaque was skipping over and getting in. Some got behind my eye, and actually I lost some vision in my left eye. So what they do is they cut your neck open, see?
Oh, sort of wow.
This. Yeah, and it starts up here, too.
Ooh.
And so they cut your side of your head.
Oh, man.
They got a guy, the doctor, Dr. Icepick was his name. No. They shave off your beard, and then they cut your neck open, and they take that artery out, and they slit it open. I hope nobody's eating.
Jeez.
And then they rip all this stuff out, and then they sew it up and put it back, and you stay in intensive care for a couple of days. I had no idea how serious as was. How are you? Hey, I'm great, man. I should have been milking it. Oh, I don't know. If I had ice cream, I'd be okay. But it did change my voice a little bit. But
you still sound good.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I was not fishing for that.
You don't look good, but you sound good.
Well, the surgery had nothing to do with that. Somebody was talking today about somebody they knew had started dressing as a woman. And I said I couldn't. I was never a good-looking man. How could I do that? And now, Luke just threw off his headphones there. We're waiting on a call from David Ernest.
Oh, cool. The man.
And I don't know. That might not be him. Maybe that's somebody that's had the same surgery. 6:08 now, and we're talking about David Ernest. He is on a ship at sea, I think we mentioned.
Really?
Yes, he is on a cruise, and he's obviously was not him. And he's going to call in. He's out hobnobbing with his brother wizards in the financial world, finding out new things, and he's going to come back and tell us all about it. Anybody important? Or
It was just my dad.
Oh.
So that's a big no.
Yeah, he knows right where you are. And he's... It's Monday. I know where he is. And so your brother, you know, he could have stayed. Did he not want to stay?
I think he wanted to go back to the house and make dinner right now.
Oh, what's he making?
I have no idea.
No idea.
What are we eating for dinner?
Yeah. Now, that's Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is he still at home? Now, I know he has a big time.
He has his own house.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
So he's going to... Oh, now, are you hanging out with him this week or so? Yeah. Ah, y'all batching it, huh?
Yeah, I ran into your dad at Megalomart the other day.
Megalomart? Now, tell me, is that a thing? Is that really a real thing?
I don't know. It's
Megalomart?
It's on King of the
King
Hill.
King of the Hill.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
King of the Hill. You know.
Look here, Bobby.
Yeah.
We cook with propane.
I don't want to sell that other place, so we just call it Megalomart.
Okay.
Could I have Chuck Mangione?
Yeah.
I just laugh when you say Chuck Mangione because how old you are now. What that is that? Y'all have to explain.
Okay,
to me.
So Megalomart is the big chain
place. It's like
place.
The Walmart of King of the Hill.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Megalomart. And then their guy.
Like their mascot.
Their mascot is Chuck Mangione.
The real Chuck Mangione out there.
He's
with
got
the,
a trumpet.
With the flugelhorn and the hat. Yeah.
And neither one of us know who he is.
Well,
do you?
Chuck had a single hit back in the 80s called Feel So Good. And it's just I'll play it for you here in a little bit.
Okay.
It's just him playing that horn. And he was just such a happy dude. You know?
It looks like
a
hippie.
Yeah, he's just a happy guy. He's got no hair, but he's got he's as they say, he's that long bald. He's the bald headed guy with long hair.
Yeah.
And you heard his stuff, all in music stuff, and I think he did some McDonald's commercials or something, you know. And,
that's great.
And he had his 15 minutes, and I'm sure he's still on the cruise ships, just you know, having a big time.
Now he's milking King of the Hill.
Yeah. And do they get him to do the voice?
I have no idea.
Because one of my favorite characters, and I don't watch King of the Hill anymore. I used to. I just kind of got away from it. Mm-hmm. But I used to love Boomhauer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's great.
Oh, yeah, man. Well, Ward said, you know, we're going to go Chuck Mangione.
That's it.
And everybody else understands me. Did you ever see, and see, I was explaining to Chris the other night, that's Grasshopper, Luke's dad.
Yeah.
And I just really realized in the past few years from doing stand-up and everything, I'm really a kind of a flow of consciousness kind of guy. Something comes in my mind and I just go with it.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And see, something else came in my mind and pushed what I was going to tell you out. The Chuck Mangione thing we were talking about, though, and King of the Hill, Boomhauer. And
Leopard Speedos.
I stopped watching it.
It's got like the, is it tiger or is it cheetah print?
Cheetah, not tiger. They're not stripes. They're polka.
Now, this is Dale?
Boomhauer. Speedos.
Yeah.
He always comes out in the Speedo.
Uh-huh. Oh, I remember where I was going with that now.
Oh, no.
Nobody can understand it. Nope, we can't, but they can. Have you ever seen, and it's not ugly now, so I don't have to hit the button, Pootie Tang?
Part of it.
God, that's a funny movie. There's this...
I don't think I've seen it. No.
Pootie Tang is... I think the guy worked for... what's his name? Chappelle? Or Chris Rock or some
Eddie
of
Griffin.
Them.
Yeah.
Eddie Griffin, he might have.
I think it's an Eddie Griffin
and
movie.
He's, yes, you're right, because he's in it a time or two.
Yeah, he is Pootie Tang.
No. It's another guy that was on some of his shows is Pootie Tang. You'll have to look it up.
I know
Chris Rock is in it. And Pootie Tang is a rapper, martial artist, a philanthropist. He's like a hero. Everybody loves Pootie Tang. But you can't understand it.
You gotta watch it.
You gotta watch it. But everybody understands it, but we don't. They know what he's saying. And he ain't got no weapons. All he's got is his belt. And he'll take that belt off and take it. And he can dodge bullets. It's crazy. And it's got Wanda Sykes is in it. And
Chris Rock
is in it. It's hilarious.
You gotta watch it, man. It's good.
And I can't think of that one guy that's in it, the comedian that's his friend.
Chris Rock.
No. It's not. Chris Rock plays.
Oh, the other guy.
Yeah, Chris Rock plays the DJ, and then Chris Rock plays his daddy too. Because he thinks, he thinks that belt's got magic power. Said, "Boy, I bought that belt down at the Walmart. It ain't worth but 39 cents." That's a pretty funny show.
I need to watch it when I get home.
Yeah, you need to check that out. You'll like, and it's no cussing. There's nothing ugly in it. It's just silly.
Wow. Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 27%. So don't get your hopes up too high. But the director is Louis C.K.
Well, there you go. I think he's even in it.
He's hilarious.
He really is.
Minus the weird stuff.
He's that too. All right. Speaking of weird stuff, I'm not going to play this because Greg used it. I sent it to him earlier. But the thing with Ricky Gervais.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
So proud.
I just want to shake the man's hand.
Yeah, man. Finally saying what all of us are thinking.
I know. That part about you, that some of you have been in school less than Greta Thunberg or whatever her name is. But I tell you something I saw the other day. Somebody had made a comparison to it. They looked up a bunch of old Nazi propaganda stuff, and all the little girls looked like Greta Thunberg.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. They got the little ponytails and freckles and red hair and everything. I'm like, yeah.
And
she got called out. She's got this, it wasn't a selfie because somebody else took it. She's on a train somewhere talking about, oh, yeah, I'm laying out here in the floor in the train. I had to, got all her luggage, and she's leaning on it, writing something. And the train company called her and I said, look, Heifer, you was in first class. You weren't sitting out in the hallway with your luggage. You were in first class. So she got called out. But we should talk about David. Now, David, as we mentioned, he's out there on the ship at sea, and I think it's kind of a working vacation. But I know they're having a good time out there, and he should be calling in. And, David is a financial genius.
I've heard.
He really is. Now, you should probably sit down and talk to him.
Man, I'm so terrible with money. I probably should.
Well, you really should. It would be a favor to you do to your or for yourself.
And
it
won't little one.
It won't cost you anything. Yep. And you're a little girl, yeah.
Oh, a friend of mine is said that David's the man.
He said, really?
All my money is with him, and he knows exactly what he's doing. And I've heard him talk, and I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because he seems to be so good at it, and he's not doing it the way you're supposed to do it. That was what I've heard.
He does it his way.
He
does it his way with the guidelines that he has.
Yeah.
The whole deal is, if you've got your money over here in the stock market, and I'm holding up my left hand, mm-hmm. and you got your money over here in his stuff, and the stock market goes down, your money is going to go down.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're investing with David, he's got your money in products where the money does not go down if the stock market does. You don't lose anything. And when it starts, you know, it's still getting interest over here. But that's the safe way to do it. And really, how old are you?
36.
So you're about to hit a milestone here. 37. But the thing is, you're about that age where you're getting to the point. So if you're, I don't know, say you're 22, 23 years old, you got $100,000 and you got it invested in stock market. Stock market takes a hit. You lose, I don't know, you lose 20 or 30,000 of that. They say, well, you know, it's going to bounce back. Might take 15, 20 years. Well, at 22 years old, you would have 15 years. What's that, 37? Mm-hmm. You would have that much time to build that money back up, so that you would have your $100,000 in there again. But if you're like me, I'll be 59 on my birthday. Let's just say 60 to, you know, keep it straight, and so mm-hmm. we don't have to do too many carry the ones and that kind of thing. But I'm 60. If I'm 60, I got $100,000 in the stock market. I lose half of it. 15 years, that's, you know, that's kind of like borrowed time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the average man lives to be 70, 72. I might never get my money back. So people my age need to take their money, or maybe in their 40s, 45 years old, need to take their money and put it in a place like, you know, where David does it, and just sit back and watch it grow. I know one guy that one thing David put his money into, actually the first year he was in it, made 25% interest.
Oh, that's nuts.
Now, that's not these results may vary.
Uh-huh.
It's not everything that does that. But the account on the amount of money you put in, you can get bonuses. And it's just a good way to be able to go to sleep at night and know that your money's going to be there. And like you said, it may not be there for you. But you got this little girl.
Yeah.
What is her name?
Rose.
Rose.
We got Rosie, and we have Rose.
How about that?
Yeah, man. She's 3.
How about that?
Okay, so I've got a question. My guy I work with, he wanted me to ask David, and I'll
okay.
ask you.
Well, now, if I don't know, I'll tell you.
Well, I hope so.
Okay.
That's why I'm asking
okay.
you. he is just a working-class guy,
uh-huh.
and where would he begin? He wanted to know where to begin.
I will tell you. I know the answer to that. You pick up the phone, and you dial 279-7431. Talk to David. Set up an appointment. Go by and see him. He's the man who can tell you exactly. That's where you start, is by making
yeah.
the phone call.
Fantastic.
And you tell him, you know, you say, I've got this little bit of money, or I got this whole great big bit of money, and he can tell you what to do with it.
That's awesome.
How about that? I'm going to hit checks in the mail. All right, 619, and we are waiting on a call from David. We got a call from David?
No.
Oh, you were pointing at the phone there.
I was just looking at it.
Well, how are you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm just having trouble with coughing and everything.
Yeah. Okay, now try this.
Mm-hmm.
Get you, I don't know, just a regular glass, you know.
Yeah.
Put in some honey, some lemon.
Whiskey.
A little bit of, no, really, a little bit of whiskey. I don't get the whole
drunk.
Fifth now.
Yeah.
Don't have no chug contest.
I don't have a cough anymore.
Oh, there's a joke there.
Fell up
but,
the stairs.
Yeah, I've done that and not drinking. But, and a little, get you some soft peppermint, mm-hmm. ground it up, put it in there, mix it up real good. And it's going to be about like a half an inch mm-hmm. is what it's going to be in the bottom of that glass.
Mm-hmm.
And then just pour it. But don't drink it. Just pour it in your mouth and lean your head back. Just let it mm-hmm. go down and coat your
and
throat.
And that works?
Well, you don't feel like coughing anymore if you put enough whiskey in there. It does soothe your throat, mm-hmm. and it does help. Because, I mean, that's what we got when we were kids. Got just mm-hmm. My mother found this... what do you call it? Cough syrup. I swear I checked on the thing, and it had turpentine in it.
And morphine.
And that was your incentive not to cough, because you'd have to take the turpentine medicine, because it was nasty. But that whiskey and honey and what did I tell you? Little soft peppermint. Yeah, that'll do it. Mm. A little lemon in there just to take the edge off the whiskey, because whiskey's nasty. I don't care what anybody... Whiskey, I mean, unless you just like it, I've had some, you know, just somebody try this, you know, just take a little bit. It's like, you know, you feel the brain cells.
It all tastes like wood.
Yeah. Well, you know, they keep it in wood, don't they? In wooden barrels. Is that this? Is that pine? I don't know.
Now, okay, Friday. I came up here.
Yeah, you did. You were
who
here.
Was the young lady that was?
That was Leah. Uh-huh. She's not going to be with us tonight. She had some family stuff, and she might not be back this week. It's just something she needs to attend to with her family, and everything's going to be cool.
Yeah, she seemed like she knew what she was talking about.
She's sweet. She's a lot of fun.
Does she work for him?
She works for David. She's just starting out with him. She does a lot of his electronic stuff, like the Facebook. The website and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, gotta have that.
Yeah, and she'll be back. But now, see, you can come. Can you come tomorrow night?
No, I can't.
Come tomorrow night. Okay, now Wednesday night. Okay, good, because Wednesday. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be on because that's Elvis's birthday.
We're gonna
throw down and talk about Elvis a little bit.
Okay,
and then Thursday night. Terry Adams will be in. Cool. And I couldn't do this week without getting my boy Larry Stevens up here.
Larry's
coming.
Cool.
If you want to come
on
in
on Thursday, I guess. Yeah.
And we'll have the whole hee-haw gang here. And I'm sure because what you call him, Terry is a Bible scholar.
Oh yeah.
Larry is a Bible scholar. I own several Bibles. So.
I'm a good guy.
I'm a great fellow with several Bibles. You know? But I'm thinking, you know, there's so many conspiracies now, and so much is based out of the Bible.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the Bible tells you things are coming, and here they come.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll turn your mic off. Go ahead and just go, bless his heart.
Oh, man, you cough. You'll be okay.
Yeah, I hate when I
just
hate when
cough it. That way.
Yeah, don't.
Just cough in that direction,
yeah,
you'll be fine.
Yeah.
And cover your mouth.
But, yeah, that's what's going on this week. And Friday we'll probably play a rerun.
Cool.
Because, just, you know.
It's Friday.
It's Friday.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Okay, so now Christmas time. We just had Christmas, and I guess I'm sure Rose still believes in Santa.
Oh, of course, man. Santa is a threat.
Yeah?
Yeah, and he's a threat until February.
Oh, okay.
You better be good or Santa ain't coming.
Oh, okay. What she's three. I mean, what do 3-year-olds want for Christmas, or did this 3-year-old want for Christmas this year?
We watch movies. We watch a lot of movies, and during the month of December and November, when we go to the store, and she's like, "Hey, I want this." And maybe Santa will get it for you, and I keep a mental note.
Yeah.
And so, of course, the week before, every time I go up there, I buy her new things. So I got her some Secret Life of Pets, little action figures, some a Polly Pocket.
Yeah.
You know, they're the little tiny things. I like tiny stuff for her to play with, so she doesn't have a whole bunch. She has a whole bunch of tiny things.
Yeah.
So she got that, and just a bunch of stuff like that. She, you know, she just had fun tearing it open and hanging out with Daddy, and it's just,
Well, I'm telling you, I've been looking on the internet over there, and if I had five of the toys I had as a child, I would be rich.
Oh, yeah, no
there's,
doubt.
There's stuff on there. I'm like, you know, we threw that out, you know. And I had all those things that they keep saying are worth a lot of money now.
Oh, yeah, I see your Facebook, you know. Well, and I look in the background on the wall of Star Wars action figures still in the package.
I'm figuring none of those are probably really worth a lot, but one day.
They will be.
After I've shuffled off this mortal coil and gone to join the choir Invisibil, they might be worth something. My mom comes up yesterday. We were over there having lunch. And so she comes up, and her and my daddy have been out to, they go to flea markets and stuff.
Oh, yeah, me too.
She comes walking in. Well, I got you something. And she has got a Darth Vader Pez dispenser.
Awesome.
And I was like, because, you know, I don't have one. I do now. But my daddy says, is it worth anything? I'm like, probably not now, but, you know, 15, 20 years, who knows?
Yeah, I mean,
and
It's an investment.
Yes, yes.
See, you're learning.
You're learning.
Yeah, you know more than I do.
Watch out, ladies. He's learning.
You're not going to Baumhauer's Wednesday.
That's well, really, I mean, you know, and
it
and
really
some,
is.
Some stuff my wife has might be worth something someday. I don't know.
And there's that three, like the original Star Wars three, and there's the 90s three don't really count because they always sucked. But if you can catch some Star Wars stuff from that original, you know that's when that stuff really is.
Oh, yeah.
That Attack of the Clones.
And, oh, yeah.
Sith Wars.
Do you have, what's that thing? See, sometimes the mind just doesn't grasp stuff, and I have to take a pause.
No, you're good.
Netflix.
Yes, just got it. Yes. Just got it this year. I'm new to it.
Check out The Toys That Made Us. And they got one of them is the Star Wars toys, and then one of them is
like Transformers.
Transformers. One of them is
Ninja Turtles.
I think Troll Dolls and Ninja Turtles and everything.
What is that? Skeletor.
Skeletor. He-Man.
They got He-Man stuff in there.
I was a Thundercats kid.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't know. How old are you, Luke?
Sword of Omens. I've watched it, but I'm only 16. I'm 16.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Man, I'm glad I know that now.
Timmy's 21. It's like...
Yeah, man, you're really going to have a beard.
Luke. I am your daddy. That would be like if they made a Star Wars like redneck version. No. I'm taking a paternity test. It could be Palpatine. No, I don't know.
I'm your daddy.
Okay. That's fun.
That's it.
Have you seen the new Star Wars yet?
Not the newest, the new, the one before.
The Skywalker. Rise of Skywalker.
That's the newest.
Right.
And The Last Jedi was the one before that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the one I'm in the middle of.
Okay.
I'm in the middle of that right now.
I've got a question, but I'm not going to say it tonight because you hadn't seen it yet, because it might be a spoiler. But I'll find somebody that I know somebody that will know.
Okay. Yeah, don't ask me.
I don't want to ask.
I like movies.
And you didn't hear this when we started out. Now, we played this thing the other day, and it was, hang on a minute, just take me a second here. Did I put it in there? Yeah, I did. I know I did. I'm like...
he learned this from Greg.
Having a Greg Budell moment here. I don't know where it is. Okay, well, we can't do that
because I don't know
if I saved it or not. I'm not melting down yet. That's the one.
Not yet. Thing. We'll teach him how to make it snow. Just give him a bunch of papers and just chunk it.
I haven't seen him throw paper yet.
Oh, man. He'll make it snowball.
I've seen him do it. Hit it. Against that wall.
I put it in there.
And but, Rosie without reaction.
Okay. Let me.
No, I'm the one that picks it up.
What was the song we were talking about a minute ago that you hadn't heard right at the beginning of the show? I told you I'd play it for you.
Was it? I have no idea.
yeah, this is Great Moments in Radio.
All right, for Christmas, I got 22 pairs of socks.
Yeah.
A weighted blanket.
Yeah.
And, a Star Wars t-shirt.
Cool.
Yeah.
I got a couple of new ones. I just hadn't worn them yet.
The periodic table of Star Wars.
Oh, wow.
Yes, it's a periodic table, but instead of elements, there's Star Wars, like the characters, the vehicles, and it's really in-depth, man. And I thought about you when I saw it. Or when I got it, I was like, wow, this is awesome. So
I got a couple of shirts, and then I got a Marvel shirt.
Ooh.
I didn't have any Marvel stuff. And I just hadn't worn any of my new shirts yet. But I will sometime soon, and we'll talk about those. Yeah. I've got several. Oh, I got tons of shirts. They're getting like a little threadbare, so I need to start wearing the new ones. But I wound up with some Star Wars art as well.
Oh.
My nephew got me. It's like a little painting kind of thing. Mm-hmm. It's about 2 feet long and narrow. And it's got like Darth Vader, but the paint runs in down at the bottom of it. And then it's got Stormtrooper, and the paint runs down. And it's got like Kylo Ren, and the paint runs down. So it's real artsy. And then they got me another one, and it's like two panes of glass in there, and it's kind of like a 3D effect, you know? And it just says Star Wars, and it's like Luke and Darth Vader fighting.
Cool.
And there's another couple of pictures that I got. And I'm always getting
Star Wars stuff. People just bring me stuff that they're, we're going to put this in the yard sale. Don't you do it. And I have found some really cool stuff at the yard sale.
Oh, man, I get my kid just about every other day. And when I get her on Saturdays, we'll either go to flea markets or yard sales.
It's a lot of fun, especially in the spring and in the fall. Not so much in the summertime.
That's when flea markets.
Flea markets are on the inside.
Yeah, we have fun, man. And that's how I taught her to self-control. You get one thing.
Uh-huh.
You want this or you want that thing you see over there?
Uh-huh.
You know, so.
Well, that's smart.
Yeah.
I used to go to Santuck
all
the time. I hadn't been to Santuck in years.
Never been, but they still do it.
Oh, man.
One weekend a month.
Mm-hmm. Back in the day, that was the place to be.
That place is huge.
It was all over on one side, I think, when I first started going up there. And they've got it all size. Out in the woods now. And
nuts, I went there once when I was a little bit younger, though.
Yeah.
I don't think I got anything except for like a do-rag because, like, my dad was bald and he was walking out there and he's getting sunburned on top of his head.
Uh-huh.
So I got a do-rag and I remember I'm like, I want a do-rag. And I think I got like a skull one. there's not much to that story.
Well, I mean, it's a story. I mean, in and of itself, you know, it's like... Yeah.
One of my first jobs, I worked at the thrift store over there on Mount Meigs.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought a hat. And I learned the hard way, you should not try on hats you buy from a thrift store. Yeah. Because, guess why?
He got lice.
Yes.
I'm infamous for this. I'll go on when people are, like, at Walmart and they're putting the heads on at Halloween.
Mm-mm.
You know, and they said, and I put on there, and they got lice.
Yeah.
And if I'm going to put a hat on, I will go down and I'll go buy a thing of the wipes, you know, the little handy wipes that you clean stuff with, like the baby's behind and everything. Mm-hmm. I'll run it around the inside of the hat. I mean, some people, they hygienically challenged.
They're nasty.
Yeah, bad. Yeah, yeah.
And just look nasty.
Well,
but I'm not.
I look like somebody's grandpa or uncle that they really don't see that much. And when he comes around, everybody's scared of him, you know. And then I start handing out Tootsie Roll Pops, and I'm suddenly like nice Uncle Rusty. Yeah.
Come here, Rose. You want a piece of candy?
Yeah, and I, you know, but I'll give them the candy and let them go. That's But
somebody will get me like a shirt or something, they look at me crazy. But I gotta wash it. If you give me anything, I'm washing it before I wear it.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I don't care who you are, what it is.
If you hand me some socks and they're in the thing, that's okay. But the quickest way to get the lice is to be out trying on hats and stuff. unless you go over to the snack bar and say, "Ma'am, would you put this in the microwave for about 12 seconds just to radiate the lice?"
I bet that would work.
It would.
Oh.
I had this friend. Actually, we worked together. We were on the radio together. And we were in Washington State doing mornings at a radio station up there in Spokane. And his wife, she could do this. She could take things like flowers and vases and put them all together, make them look cute. Well, they rode out one day into the country, and they came upon this field of wheat.
Hmm.
Well, she gets it in her mind, you know, we had 2-3 stalks of that. I could put it with the flower on it, it'd be real pretty. Okay, so he goes out there into this whoever's wheat field it is. I'm sure they never missed it. And he cut off about 3-4 little strands of the wheat, take it home, they arrange it, it looks great. Next couple of days, she says, "Man, we got a problem. We're living in the same apartment complex. I'm upstairs, he's downstairs."
Mm-hmm.
He said, "We got a problem." I said, "Well," he said, "we got bugs." I said, "Really?" And he said, "Yeah, I'm going to have to call the guy to come out from up at the office." And so he says, "Come in and look at them." I go in. I get to looking. I said, "Mm-hmm." I go in there, and the wheat is just covered with these little bugs. I don't know what they are. They're wheat weevils or something. I don't know. And so I don't know if there's such a thing. Anyway. He said, "Well, what do we do?" I said, "Well, you might want to call the guy." I said, "But take this wheat, put it on a paper plate, stick it in the microwave for like 10 seconds. One. I said, "It'll kill the bugs." And he didn't believe me, so I took it, and I put it in there, and the little bugs I nuked the little bugs. And the bug guy came out, "Oh, no, you found these bugs on wheat." And I was like, imagine that, you know. And so that was the thing they learned was if you're going to bring something in the house that you cut from outside.
Microwave it first.
You're going to put it in the microwave. As a matter of fact, there was a thing on the other day, and somebody had bought a Christmas tree.
And they microwaved it?
Well, no, they might should have thought about this, though. There was a little thing on there, and on the bottom of it, and it looked like two of those big, short, fat Tootsie Rolls. You know the ones I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of molded together, hanging on a branch. And somebody said, this is on my Christmas tree. I bought it at the Christmas tree place. Should I be concerned? And they said, no, not if you like praying mantises. So there was about 200 in there that wow. they would hatch out. And another boring story. Had this girlfriend when I was a teenager, and she was artsy craftsy too. And so she decided she wanted a hornet's nest. Now, she had seen this hornet's nest, and somebody had sprayed like lacquer all over it and got it all shiny. And what she wanted to do was find it, cut the branch that it was on, and then hang it up and have it all shellacked and everything, and it looked pretty, which it did. So now back in the buggy days, everybody's date got over with about 10:20 on Saturday night, because we was all going to be home to watch Saturday Night Live.
Oh, okay.
So we would know what everybody was laughing about Monday at school. So we're sitting there, and she's got a fire in the fireplace, TV's on, we're on the couch, she's got her little, hornet's nest hanging up there. But we found it, her dad and I found it in the woods in the wintertime, and there was no hornets in it.
Okay.
So I shimmied up the tree and got it down. We took it home, and she fixed it up. Well, anyway, we're sitting there, and so my peripheral vision was pretty good in them days, and I kept seeing something. And I look over to my left, and there's nothing there. There's just that thing, that hornet's nest. We're watching Saturday Night Live. I'm butt weak, and I look over, and I see it again. Two or three times, I finally get up and go over there in the floor. Under that thing are three or four of the biggest black widow spiders you've ever seen in your
Ooh.
Life. They laid eggs in there, a mama spider did, I guess, and bringing them in, heated them up, and they thawed out. So I start stomping these things. She's like, What are you doing? I grab her beautiful thing she has made off of the wall and stuff it into the fireplace. And she's losing her mind. She's throwing stuff. And so I finally get her calmed down. I said, look, and there's the dead spiders. I said, now what if all these things? I said, and they got the red thing on there. They're black widow spiders. And so, again, if anything, you're going to bring anything in the house.
Nuke it,
or just don't do it. Because there could be black widow spiders in there. Unless you're like that. Unless you're the Adams family, and that's what you like. Speaking of family.
Yes.
And that's known as a segue right there, because we're going off into something.
Uh-huh.
You're thinking about your family. You want to call David at, what is his number, 279-7431? I think that's
Maybe.
Right. That's 279-7431. And you've got your 401K, you got your IRA, it's up there in the bank getting a little interest. Well, he can take that and roll it into something that is going to be tailored to exactly what you need, and he'll be able to tell you, well, if you leave this money here and you do this for such and such a time, a certain age, you turn a certain age, you'll be able to get this much every month. And in some cases, you could get that much every month forever. Some of these things even pass on to widows after the husband dies, and children after both parents are gone. And, I mean, it can be pretty substantial. So what you need to do is call David, 279-7431. Won't cost you anything. And might make you into a millionaire. Well, he might make you into a... I'm a hundredaire myself. But you never know. You never know. He could make you just filthy rich instead of just filthy. That's what he told me. 279-7431. And talk to my friend David Ernest. He'll be back Monday night. And I'm sure he'll have great tales of the stuff that happened on the ship. I don't know if it's like the Love Boat or not. Yeah, we used to watch that every Saturday night back in.
If it is like the Love Boat, he's good to go.
Oh, I'll tell you,
sharp looking dude.
Who, Dave?
Yeah,
you like
man.
David?
Yeah, he's a sharp looking dude. How old is he? Can I ask?
David.
If he was here, I would ask him.
David told me. Actually, his birthday is Saturday.
And I think he's going to be 65.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, he looks great.
He does.
Yeah. He's got the health and the wealth.
Yeah.
I mean, I was wondering, because he's got a full head of shit.
And me, I got neither. I'm just, that's just like, I'm a paper cut away from the grave.
We are funny.
Well, yeah, but that's about it, you know.
Yeah, but that goes a long way when you ain't got nothing else.
I guess so, man. Yeah. It's like I'm the guy in the war, the bullets going by, and I'm jumping up. Who's in charge here? Oh, but call David 279-7431, or you can call us here at 272-9228. You can jump in on this crazy conversation. You know, talk radio. We're talking. I figure we're pretty good.
Now I've got a question for Luke.
Okay, what is it?
Okay.
So, what made you want to do this, man?
Well,
I mean, what do you want to be in? Like a is it music or is it talk or? What?
I like to talk.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds stupid.
Well, no. You've done excellent tonight, talking and throwing your little stories in there and everything. That's cool, man.
I'm just wondering because I mean, mine. Cool. Let's see. The first time I ever did anything like this, I was in like fifth grade, and I did the announcements for the lunch menu.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that I think that was probably my first experience where I was like, man, I love this, you know.
Well, a lot of people that really know me think I'm really funny. I just have trouble, like, speaking to everyone else.
It'll come to you.
I think to me, if you're like you're talking about, I think he's like Stephen Wright funny. You know who Stephen Wright is?
Not a clue.
Stephen Wright is the guy. He's not around much anymore, and he's white guy with a little afro, and he's kind of bald, kind of like Larry from the Three Stooges.
Oh, okay. I think I know.
And
he's
like, yeah, yesterday.
Oh, he's always a therapist.
Well, he says like, yesterday I put some instant coffee in a microwave oven, and I went back in time. And then he's so I come home. And I got my keys, and I accidentally put my car key in my house, and I turned it, and the house started up. So I drove it around a little while. I mean, he's really funny.
Yeah.
Spider move around my dog. Now he's gone.
There you go. There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I played poker with tarot cards. Five people died.
Yeah, you know who I'm talking about. You've seen the guy. Yeah. And that's. But it takes all kind of humor. Some humor is like in your face, like Robin Williams. Some is subtle.
There's people that say funny stories, and then there's people that say stories funny.
Well, funny you should say that. I saw a juggler on something one night, and he said a comedian is a person who says funny things. And he said, like you said, a juggler is someone who says stuff funny.
Yeah.
And, you know, W.C. Fields was a juggler.
I can juggle.
You should see W.C. Fields. That's something.
Fruit doesn't
something,
count.
Oh, fruit. So it looks like we're getting a phone call.
We got a call.
Ooh.
Is it David?
It's not David.
Okay, we'll see. Do you know who it is?
It's Alan.
Ah, Alan! Alan! Alan, you there?
I'm here, Rusty.
Hey, man. What can we do for you?
Hey, I bought some powdered water, but I don't want to make it with.
Do what? I lost you there. Are you on speakerphone?
You're right.
Are you on speakerphone?
I'm not on speakerphone.
Oh, boy, you sound good now.
Yeah, thank you.
You must have been talking into the other end of your arm there. So what's going on?
Do you remember the must-see skit, recurring skit on Saturday Night Live back in those days that everybody had to get home to see?
Which one was it now?
Do you remember the recurring skit, the Mr. Bell's show?
Oh, yeah, the little claymation. Well, it wasn't even claymation. It was a guy, I can't think of his name, and he made this little clay character named Mr. Bell. And Mr. Bill was like a little round body and his little white face and a little cap on. And Mr. Hands was the guy who made it. And he would make Mr. Bill and sit him there. And all these god-awful, terrible things would happen to Mr. Bill. And he would see like an anvil about to fall on him or a car about to hit him. And he'd go, oh, no! And there were T-shirts, and they said, oh, no, it's Mr. Bill. Yeah, I had forgot about that. And Mr. Bill's buddy, who always made sure these things happened to him, was Mr. Sluggo. And Mr. Sluggo was always, you know, throwing him under the bus, so to speak. And I don't remember if they told the dog's name, but he had a little dog, and he was made out of Play-Doh, too. And the guy would always say, "Here comes Mr. Bill's dog." And he'd sit him there, and he had a little leash on him, and a car would run over him, and there'd be a little flat dog lay there. Yeah, Mr. Bill was hilarious.
That was because they'd always save it for 11:59.
Oh, yeah. And
it got home at 10:30 and had to watch the whole show to be able to go back.
And
intelligently about Mr. Bill.
It looked like the guy who made it shot it with a 8mm camera, and then when they when they were developing it, like, they got scratches all over it and stuff, because it was just bad quality, but it was so funny.
it would jump and move. Yeah,
it's you look up Mr. Bill, you'll get a kick out of that. All right, Alan, we appreciate it, man.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. I had forgot about Mr. Bill. But I'm sure you can find the little shorts. They were very short. And I've never seen them anywhere else. They had other little things on there, too, like that. They there's a guy now, I can't think of his name. He does all these little videos that are on there. Robert Schmeigel, I think. And I'm serious. And they'll be doing something, and somebody will come in and rip away the picture, and it's a little dog pulling on the picture. And what's his name? The guy that produces the show, Lorne Michaels?
Yeah.
He comes in there, "Come back with my show. And come back." And then they'll show like this little cartoon. They had this one. It was called the Ambiguously Gay Duo.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, and that
See,
was.
And I've
just,
never been an SNL fan.
Oh, that was hilarious. And they had other ones too, you know. And it's just funny stuff. And, you know, as far as funny goes, there's some things that people are like, "Oh, that's funny." But then there are other things that you and I would probably disagree on. "Well, that's not really funny. That's kind of sick. That's kind of mean." You know?
Sometimes that stuff's hilarious.
I'm pretty much down for anything that's funny. I don't want to.
Funny's
funny.
I don't care.
Funny is funny, but there's always somebody who.
Gets their feelings hurt.
Well, yeah. You know, it's like they may have experienced something like that. You know,
yeah.
There's one movie I can't think of, but they have an open mic night, and this cowboy gets up to sing about his girlfriend. And he wrote this song about her, and the whole gist of the movie was whole gist of the song was she got run over by a bush hog, and everybody's like crying about her getting run over by the bush hog. "My grandma got run over by the bush hog." You know, you never know, you know, what you're gonna say.
I never watched much SNL, and like I started doing stand up like 6 or 7 years ago, and I stopped so I could do this.
Mm-hmm. Where were you? Working
around here?
Really?
Yeah, man. I the first year nobody laughed because I sucked, you know. But I still I kept doing it. You just got to trudge on, Luke. No matter how bad you
really
suck,
you really have to.
Okay, like this. I've been doing this for 2 years. You know why? Because I sucked at it, and I still do. I just suck less.
I got invited to a radio seminar. No, it was a radio convention, I guess, one time. Larry Stevens got a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Wow.
And so he's going off to this thing. And so they called me up. They said, "We're bringing you in to help roast him. We're going to have a roast." So I get up there, and I pretty much was the roast, because they looked at me like they seen that the grandmama had two heads and was like eating a football or something, you know. And I trudged on, and I forget who it was. It was a record guy that you might have heard of, if I can think of his name. And he sent me a message. He said, "You know, you weren't really that bad. The crowd wasn't that good." He said, "But you didn't quit."
Oh, yeah.
That's the thing. You got to keep going.
You just got to keep on trucking, man.
You might get up there one night and just be so funny. You're thinking you're the funniest thing in the world.
The next day,
the next night, you do the same stuff, and they look at you like they just saw electric lights for the first time.
You just bomb.
So,
it's terrible.
Yeah, yeah. Don't. Now, if it's really bad. Mm-hmm. You know, think about it. Am I really doing
no,
the right
No, just keep
thing?
On going. That's what I did.
Well, no, keep on going, but you may have to tweak and tune. You know?
Yeah.
But let me know next time you're out. I'd love to come see you.
Oh, man. I think I'm going to go out and do one on Thursday because I haven't done one in a while. And, I mean, I mic time's mic time.
There you go.
You know, and I love this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this
is where my heart's at.
This has always been fun to me. When I started out in radio, I wanted to just produce commercials and funny stuff. That's all I wanted to do. And then I wound up on the morning show one morning, and they wouldn't let me go. I'm like, leave me alone. I'm back here being funny by myself.
I mean, I love music, and I love to talk, and I love it when people listen.
Yeah,
so
there you
here
go.
So here we get music. I get mm-hmm. to talk, and nobody can interrupt me except for you guys. But that's
well,
cool.
There you go. I wish I could remember the song y'all wanted to hear, and I'd play it for you. That's bad. See, that's
Chuck
bad.
Chuck Mangione.
Yes.
That
yes.
would be nice. Let's.
I'll see if I can find it. Y'all just talk among yourselves for a minute.
Oh, let's all look at him and got some King of the Hill pulled up.
I was going to show it to Rusty while he was
oh,
talking.
Oh, man. He knows. He's got to know.
What's that? What do you got?
Chuck Mangione on there.
There's the house, yeah.
Okay, let's see here. Chuck Mangione. Don't feel like you can't talk without
That's
me.
That's so good. Yeah, man, so, okay.
Oh, okay, here we go. I found it.
Let's see if I can get it to play here. All right.
Feels so good.
Feels So Good by Chuck Mangione.
Wow, he looks just like the cartoon.
Okay, they've got a
3-minute version, a 6-minute version, and a 9-minute version. Oh,
I better do the 3.
I don't know. There are some tall buildings in this town, you know. This is it. This is Chuck Mangione.
That looks good.
I'm not seeing where it's from just, as far as years.
He just loves that horn.
But it's just... How you doing? Feels so good.
See, this is what I would think I was walking uh-huh. into whenever I go to the big grocery store.
Uh-huh.
You hear this.
Yeah, like Muzak. You remember Muzak?
I have no idea.
That Muzak was what they used to buy. Stores would buy it. And it was like cable radio, basically.
Really?
And, yeah, and you would put a antenna on top of your store, and it would come in from the satellite, and they called it elevator music. Uh-huh. You remember the Blues Brothers
uh-huh.
when they're going up to pay the tax, and that music is playing in the elevator, and I think it's probably a girl from Ipanema. That's classic elevator music, and they like blow everything up to get up there. But you don't hear it much anymore. A lot of people use XM and Sirius.
Yeah,
and they'll have the contemporary Christian playing, or they'll have the country playing, and everything. You know, so
it's kind of neat to instead of elevator music, it's like 90s and 80s, like classic rock.
This goes back to the. Probably to the 50s, and they actually had a place you could call, and actually they would put you on hold, and that line fed into your loudspeaker system at your grocery store, and the music played, and they charged you by the hour.
That's great.
Isn't it something? This is, you know, all kinds of little things I know that people don't want to know. So... What kind of you say you did stand up? What did you do, like observational stuff? Did you?
I just tell stories.
Just tell stories
that like happened to me because I funny things happen to me because mm-hmm. I'm a goober, and I do crazy stuff that I shouldn't normally do, mm-hmm. but I do because that's just who I am.
Mm-hmm. Are you from here, Seth?
I was born in West Virginia.
Uh-huh.
And,
Mountain Mama, yeah.
Yeah, and I moved down here. I've been around here probably almost 25 years now.
Okay, so now. West Virginia, they're coming for your guns. How's that going to fly up there?
It's not going to fly.
I don't think it's going to. I think it's going to get nasty up there. And it's the 20th is when they're talking about that.
Oh, they're not going to do it.
They can't do that. There'll be a war up
there.
Yeah,
and I mean, you know, everybody up there, every hillbilly in the hills is going to go there in the backyard and bury the guns and, you know.
No, they'll be out with them guns. You know? So you want the guns? Here, you can have the bullets first. Get these bullets here. What we got to do now. And I'm not trying to shame him, but maybe a little bit. We got to get Luke to get his driver's license.
Ooh.
Now, are you...
Has your dad been letting you drive?
Are you afeard to get the test or take the test, or you just...
A little bit. There's a little bit of nervousness there. But
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I have been studying.
So have you been driving a lot?
Not a whole lot. No.
Are you comfortable with it? Don't look up. Don't look up.
There's the cue cards up there.
Okay, you know what happens to somebody that's looking up and to the left?
Mm-hmm.
That is the part of your brain that creates lies. That's the creative part
last,
of your brain.
Last time I looked up to the left, they told me to cough. That's a whole other story altogether.
We already talked about your doctor's visits.
Oh, yeah. I come in to see the doctor. He said, "You? I thought you'd be dead by now." But I have a wonderful doctor. He's a little bit younger than me, but he's just, you know, he's real cool. He's like, "Hey, man, you all right? This hurts. Oh, you don't do that no more." That kind of thing.
Well, when you turn 30, a good friend of mine told me, don't push too hard. when you're pooping because you'll hurt yourself. So,
I never thought of that.
It's like you're 30 now, man. Be careful.
Yeah, well, you'll learn to wait till, you know.
It's coming, it's coming. If it's
it'll
not,
it'll
not.
Be here when it gets here. You know, it's like you're looking at your watch, and not time. You know.
Well, man, read your book about your driver's test. You got to get that. I know it's a little nerve-wracking, but.
Mm-hmm. Now, and, you know, you're homeschooled.
Yeah.
So, obviously, you don't have driver's ed, but don't you have to go to a school and take it?
Yeah, I got to go and get everything done.
Wow. Mm-hmm. See, when I was coming up, you had driver's ed, but they didn't have the simulators and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so you just had to, they showed you, and they show you this film. Oh, they show you the film with the dead teenager. Oh, it's terrible. We had people throwing up in there.
That's what I was going to say. First time I ever wanted to throw up in school.
Uh-huh. This could happen to you if you're driving. Look at the clock. Oh, it's time for lunch. Enjoy your lunch. Yeah. But now you may even actually come up on an accident sometime. I've come up on several, and you know, if you can stop to help myself, it's so funny. This is recently I saw a wreck at the intersection by the airport, where you turn to go back to Millbrook there over at Elmore County, the little airfield there.
Yeah.
Somebody got T-boned, so I pull over, I turn my flashes on, it's just dark, and I see a guy standing over there by his truck where he got T-boned. You okay? Yeah, man, I'm fine. He's on the phone calling somebody. Well, I look down. The other truck is down in the ditch. So I got my walking stick, and I go hopping down in the ditch. And the lady is standing there, and she's crying. She's not hurt. She's a little shook, you know, but she just got the truck, brand-new truck, and it's just done. So I start back up the hill. Here comes these two paramedics, these two ladies. One grabs my left arm, one grabs my right arm. Where you hurt? You okay? You know, I'm like, no, it's the lady. And I was like, why did that? You know, of course, I'm hobbling up this hill. Well, fellas, we've got about 2 minutes. And what I'm going to do is tell you one more time to call David Ernest at 279-7431.
279-7431.
We're going to make a little jingle to that.
I like numbers.
Sing it next time. and I'll have you a story about that. But as we go out, we'll be back tomorrow night. Somebody will be here. I know Luke and I will be here. I think Chris will be back. Maybe even Leah. I don't know. But as we go out, we're going to once again make everybody feel good. Yes, it's Chuck Mangione. From the album of the same name, Chuck Mangione. It was Chuck Mangione to start with. Mangione. That's Chuck Mangione. I didn't change it. But this is Feels So Good. We hope you feel so good, and we'll see you tomorrow night on the Health and Well Show with or without David Ernest. He'll be back Monday. Thanks, Seth.
Thank you, man.
Thanks, Luke. We'll see you later.